Welcome back, everybody, to the Matt Report WordPress Startup Challenge, Episode 2. Quite an amazing episode we have for you today, so let's get started. As always, mattreport.com/subscribe. Join over 1,000 WordPress people like yourself learning about what it's like to start up a WordPress business, some tips, tricks, all that fun stuff. And as always, join me weekly with our amazing guests that we have on the podcast. What is this challenge all about? It's all about getting the young WordPress entrepreneurs together to pitch their new business or product or idea to a cast of judges who are other WordPress entrepreneurs themselves, ones that have proven success, that have walked this journey, still continue to walk the journey, and are here to spread their knowledge and advice to this amazing group of individuals who are coming together for the show. Brought to you by Carrie Dills and the Institution of Supporting the Things You Enjoy. Thanks, Carrie. You can find Carrie Dills online at Twitter, at cdills, and carriedills.com. She has an amazing Genesis theme that you should definitely check out. So who are the startups on episode two of the WordPress Startup Challenge? Jordy Cabot of WP AB Testing, here to provide a pitch about his new product. Jordan Gilman of ChurchSites.co, here to talk to us about his new WordPress design service. And then David Locke of Freelance WP, who's going to talk about his service and pitch his idea to the amazing judges. This episode is also sponsored by Lewis Rheingold and Soulfly Software. We actually make money instead of just listening to people talk about it. Get back to work, says Lewis. You can find Lewis at Soulfly with two Y's on Twitter. And of course, his ever popular WPAllImport.com plugin. Check that out if you're importing any kind of stuff in and out of WordPress or other systems like Excel spreadsheets and the like. And of course, this all wouldn't be possible without the judges. And who are the judges in this episode? Brad Williams of Web Dev Studios, Garrett Moon of CoSchedule, and Nathan Hangen of Ignition Deck. These three gents, you know, hats off to you for coming together and contributing your time to this episode. It wouldn't be complete without you. And last but not least, our episode sponsor, WP Site Care, provides proactive updates, backups, security, and support from real people to keep WordPress websites and their users happy. This is Ryan Sullivan. You can find Ryan on Twitter at Ryan D-O-N Sullivan, and you can go to his site, WPSiteCare.com. Happy to announce that the Matt Report, it only took two episodes to get the Matt Report Startup Challenge global, to go international. And of course, the US represented by myself and the three judges. Italy, where Jordy Cabot resides, but he was actually representing Spain, his home country, in this episode. David Locke representing the UK, and Jordan representing Australia. These three gentlemen coming together to really help me unite this and make this a major global event. And without further ado, let's get on to the Matt Report WordPress Startup Challenge, Episode 2.
You know, I really like the WordPress Startup Challenge, being a fan of shows like This Week in Startups that does something similar with the Startup Challenge. You know, I follow the startup community. I kind of found my way into WordPress because it's what I knew, but I really love startups and building businesses, and I think WordPress needs something like this because we're so used to building kind of what you would call a lifestyle business. I think it's nice to see this kind of startup challenge. It kind of teaches people what it takes to get your business to the next level, kind of challenges their business ideas. And I think more importantly, it probably filters, if we can get more and more people to do this, it'll filter a lot of ideas so that we don't end up with so many redundancies in the WordPress community.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fun to be a part of, and you know, I think it's always neat to hear about startups. You know, as a startup guy myself, it's always interesting to hear kind of how other people have kind of come to what they're doing, you know, the problems they're trying to solve, and how they're kind of creatively going about solving them. So I think it's always fun to hear pitches any day.
I think it's the worst thing I've ever done. I actually really enjoyed it. I think it's a really it's really unique. I haven't seen anything like it before, and I think it's a great way for startups to kind of get some exposure and get some really good feedback. I mean, I wish something like this had existed when I've started some products and services, because I'd love for people that have kind of been there, done that, to provide that feedback that is, I mean, really, really valuable. You know, it's like lessons learned, you know, learn from someone else's mistakes. That's what I see this being a large part of, so I think it's a really cool idea.
I think on the whole, the most important thing is to really know what you want out of your business. What are you trying to do? Are you just trying to productize a service? Are you trying to scale to a certain X number of dollars per month? Are you trying to retire wealthy, build a big business? So I think knowing what you want, if you just want to build a small little business that sustains your family and your income, that's great. But if you want to build something bigger and better, then you kind of need to build that into your business from the start.
I think one thing, and I think maybe it even came out a little bit, and it's sort of like one of the problems with judging anything is you're doing exactly what a lot of startup guys are doing anyhow, which is guessing. Like, you're just kind of guessing and making these big assumptions about what the industry would want or support, and you're like, I don't think that's that's the idea that would scale well or something like that, and who knows? I mean, so one of the things I always, have really learned from a startup that failed now into one that's going well is validating ideas, challenging every single assumption, and doing it like before you even write a line of code is tremendously valuable. So I think if you've done that, once you get into the pitch meeting and because it'll force you to know your audience, it'll force you to understand your market and the size of that market, that those pitches become a lot easier pretty instantaneously.
I think research, obviously, know the market. If you're selling a product, you're selling a service, research it. Make sure that it's, a viable market to get into. And just because there's competitors out there doesn't mean you shouldn't get into that market. I think a great example is Gravity Forms. When they first came out, I thought, weird, there's plenty of contact form plugins. Why are these guys so special? Well, obviously it was special, right? So just because there's competition doesn't mean you can't get into that particular space. Just make sure that what you're providing is better than what's out there. And I think you'll do just fine. I think another thing I would say is, find a mentor. And Matt, I know you're kind of firing up this WordPress Mentors program, which I think is a really cool idea and one that I need to get involved with. I just haven't signed up officially, but I will. You heard it here first. But find a mentor. Find someone that's kind of gone down a similar path. And ping them and say, hey, you mind, maybe we could Skype 5 or 10 minutes, I'll buy you a coffee or something. If I could just pick your ear for a few minutes, find someone that's accessible and eager to help. And in this community, there's a lot of people like that. And talk to them and say, look, this is what I'm thinking of doing. Or maybe this is what I've already, I've already built something. I'm getting ready to launch it. Could you maybe take a look at my site or my product? And you'd be surprised. I think a lot of people out there would be very interested in doing that. Your mentor program, Matt, is a great way, I think, for people to kind of get involved with that. So I definitely hope to see that grow. But again, learn from other people's mistakes, see what worked for them, what didn't. And I still do that now, even though I'm, I have a pretty successful company. I still am talking to other agencies and other agency owners and what can we do better and what are you guys doing and what tools are you using? Because I'm always looking to learn. So learn from people's mistakes, find mentors, find people to talk to. And research your market and make sure what you're diving into you feel has a really good a need for what you're providing.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Matt Report Startup Challenge, episode number 2. That's right, 2 of these amazing episodes have been recorded and they've been a hit, and amazingly I've actually scored some sponsorship, right? In this episode, brought to you by my first sponsor, Carrie Dills, carriedills.com, the amazing Genesis freelance developer. She does all kinds of awesome things with Genesis, with WordPress, and she's an awesome person. So check her out at Carrie Dills on Twitter, and she is our first sponsor of the show. So as we move on, let us introduce our awesome panel of judges, starting with the one and only Brad Williams. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Brad Williams, founder of webdevstudios.com. Host the Dradcast podcast. I've written some books on WordPress, professional WordPress series. Run WordCamp Philly, WordPress Philly meetup. Pretty much all I do is WordPress.
Nice. Are we getting a WordPress Philly meetup this 2014?
Yes.
Not to throw any pressure on you.
It's going to happen.
Nice. next up, Garrett Moon. Garrett?
I'm Garrett Moon. I'm from CoSchedule.com. We are an editorial calendar for WordPress and social media and blog posts all in the same place. So that's us.
Nice.
We've been doing WordPress work for a number of years. We also have an agency that does client stuff as well. So
very cool. And Nathan.
Yes, my name is Nathan Hangen, and I'm the co-founder and lead developer for Ignition Deck, which is a crowdfunding plugin for WordPress. And we also have a e-commerce slash digital delivery solution for WordPress called MemberDeck, which is new. And if I could, I'd say my title was drinking craft beer, but since we're doing business here, I'll stick to the WordPress stuff.
Nice. Premise of this show, of this special MatReport episode, is to showcase some of the startups in the WordPress scene and all over the world, and this is an international show, the first international show that we've had so far, and our second sponsor, Lewis Rheingold of WP All Import. Special thanks to Lewis. Did an amazing presentation about his business, coincidentally, on the WordSesh marathon event that happened over the weekend. Thanks for that, Brad, by the way. Amazing stuff that we all had going on there. Let's take a look at our first startup contestant today, Jordy Cabot. Jordy, welcome to the program, sir.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for inviting me. Or at least for letting me do my pitch.
Our business. Staying up to the wee hours of the morning. You're over in France right now, right?
Yeah, I live in Nantes, in the west France.
France, but representing Spain, right?
Yeah, representing Barcelona, the beautiful city of Barcelona in Spain.
Nice.
Okay, so we are here to present WP-ABtesting.com, our A/B testing service for WordPress. So what is this about? Basically, the idea is that every single site or website owner out there wants to sell more with his website, wants to engage better the visitors, more subscriptions, more page views, more time on site, whatever. But nobody really knows how to do this thing, right? So basically, we keep tweaking our site, hoping for the best, hoping that the changes that we do will improve the conversion of the site, will improve the experience of the visitor, but really, who knows? So it has to be a better way, right? So the idea is that we propose, well, not only we, but I mean, the trend now is to optimize your site based on real data, not on opinions. So for that, the basic technique is A/B testing, which basically means that you create one or two alternatives for the page or the post that you want to test. You show this alternative randomly to the visitor. You monitor the visitor, so at the end, you know which version of the page or the post works better, okay? Brings more people to the sales page, sells more items, whatever. So nearly A/B testing is a native A/B testing service for WordPress. By native means that we are only working with WordPress sites, so we are fully integrated with WordPress. You can create the test, you can monitor and view the results of the test from within your WordPress dashboard. That's very important. No need to use external tools and then go back to WordPress and redo everything. The second important point is that we are testing as a service, which basically means that all the data collection, all the data processing is taken care of for you. This goes to our backend servers. We do the processing there. We just show you the cook results. If I can just share the screen with you, hopefully. You are seeing now the results of an experiment. Can you confirm this, Matt, please?
Yes, sir. You have four seconds.
So this shows the little experiment, very clear of the data that you may need to know which test is working better. And then to edit the test, basically you see this is the same, exactly the same interface you would use to create a new page. So basically everything is fully integrated with WordPress.
Beautiful. Real quick, what's your revenue model?
It's a subscription-based service. So software service, you pay every month, you cancel whenever you want. Right now, we are only offering the first basic package, so it's a starting point. The service is very new, starting in November. We'll keep adding new features as soon as we can.
Awesome. So, pitch went to 2 minutes and 40 seconds, which means the other guests will also have 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Thanks for raising the bar, but that's okay.
But I think you said 3 minutes in our prayer.
Did I say 3 minutes? All right, my note said 2, but that's okay. That's okay. So, succumb to the pressure of the challenge. Garrett, I'm going to give it to you first. WP A/B testing. What do you think? How do you rate on the pitch, on the product, on the service? Something you would use?
Overall, on the product, I would say I rate it pretty well. I think it's an interesting product to me. I think I think you could have done done a little bit more to kind of prove the value of it as a WordPress tool. There's a lot of, there's a lot of A/B testing tools that we use and that we're familiar with, or likely your target market is familiar with.
And I have to like wonder, you know, why would I want a WordPress-only tool versus just any tool that's out there? You know, what would be the major advantage to me? You know, and that's kind of one thing that left me kind of wondering a little bit. And maybe, you know, in the pitch-wise, kind of defining the problem a little stronger in that way. So that, you know, define the problem in a way that only a WordPress type of plugin solution could solve. You know, I kind of felt like that was missing a little bit. Other kind of thing I was wondering, too, is just plans and stuff. You know, that if you're kind of, you're starting with that basic plan, you know, I didn't really realize looking at the page as you're talking that it would be, that was the only one that's available. With a new service, I'd probably recommend really simplifying that page and just trying to get people in the door and get users and kind of forget some of the other extra plan tiers at you know, right now. But otherwise, I think it's a pretty interesting product. You know, it kind of resonates with me as an A/B testing tool.
Nice. Nathan?
Yeah, I agree with some of what Garrett said. I would like to have seen you talk a little bit about your competitors, why use you versus another one. You know, I think about Optimizely and Visual Website Optimizer, and then even you've got analytics services, Mixpanel and Kissmetrics. You know, how does it stack up against that kind of thing too? And I'd encourage you to look at kind of like the Mixpanel pricing plan. I think where they give away free kit credits to get somebody hooked, and then once you need more data, then you pay for it. Or even something not to you know give them too much love, but they've got a little widget you can put on your site and you get extra credits, so that builds in a little bit of social virality. But overall, I think it's definitely a good product. I think the issue with A/B testing is if you know about A/B testing, you know you need it. But if you don't know it, there's a big education issue. So I think, like Garrett said, paint the problem a little bit more and convince people that they need A/B testing.
Very cool. And Brad?
Yeah, cool product for sure. One I haven't heard of. I definitely kind of agree with the other two guys that I would certainly focus on the fact that it is WordPress exclusive. It certainly says it on your website, but I think that's your biggest play is to market why using something specifically for WordPress is going to be better for the user versus using something like one of these third-party services or like Google. I've used Google in the past. I don't know why yours would be better than Google, but I'm sure there's some reasons why, and you probably know those. So I would definitely highlight those on the site. I love products that are built specifically for WordPress because I know they can be done better than things that are built to try to work on everything because they're trying to satisfy everybody, and there's just no way to do that. So I love products built for WordPress, so definitely harp on that. I love the fact that you have this listed in the WordPress plugin repository. It is the one suggestion I would probably make there is it looks like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like you can install the plugin, you can download it for free, but to actually use the service, you have to have an account, which is a paid account, and it is free for 15 days, but it sounds like after that, you're going to get charged. I would probably recommend trying to come up with a free version that will work without. Maybe you have to have an account to activate it, but it just stays free unless they want to upgrade. A plugin that does this really, really well, and they use this as a huge marketing tool, and it's worked well for them, is the Event Calendar by Modern Tribe. I would probably look at how they're doing it because I think that's a huge market and it really helped them build up their user base. So overall, it's a cool product though.
Awesome, awesome. Jordy, just go ahead and unmute yourself and you'll have your 2 minutes to sort of hit as many of these questions as you possibly can.
Okay. Yeah, in fact, I agree with most of your comments. 2 minutes was not enough to really explain the problem, explain the benefits. So we really see our distinction with respect to Optimizely, Visual Web Optimizer, all these other tools, in the fact that we are WordPress specific. So this means that it's much easier if you are a WordPress user to define the test and to really do everything from within WordPress and going outside WordPress, defining your test with external tools. So imagine that you take Optimizely, define an alternative version of your page with Optimizely, and this is the winner. Okay, so now you have to go back to your WordPress site and somehow reproduce within WordPress the changes that you did in this external tool in order to get the same result. With that, it's just one click and you get the winner automatically implemented as a default for the rest of the user. Regarding the plans, it's true that there's only one that really works, but what we're trying to do is to see if people show some interest in the other two, at least in some specific features, so that we knew which are the features that are more requested from the other packets, so we can kind of, let's say, prioritize them in the best possible way, right? It's right that you need a paying account to use the plugin. So we'll for sure we'll reconsider this and see if we can come up with a very basic free plan so that we can get also some more customers, some more virality. Also integrating within the plugin this option of kind of promoting the plugin in some way in order to get extra credits, as you already suggest or you also suggested.
Good deal. Perfect. Yeah. Sort of, I have the same kind of feedback. It would just be hearing, like, why we're choosing WordPress over a Mixpanel or a Google Analytics, that kind of thing, how easily it integrates into WordPress, especially for some of the entry-level developers who are out there who may be just touching SEO and sort of A-B testing. They like easy. Awesome. Great feedback all around. Let's move on to our next startup, David. You're going to be the next lucky one to present.
Okay, can you hear me okay? Cool, okay. So there's two types of WordPress site in the world today, right? You've got WordPress.com, safe, secure, fast, easy, simple. But it's limited. You've only got a number of themes to choose from, and you can't install plugins. So for many small businesses and freelancers, the only choice is self-hosted WordPress, where the choice is infinite, and you can choose from plugins and themes and hosting providers to your heart's content. But with that flexibility and freedom comes cost and responsibility and problems. You have to make sure your site is updated, maintained, backed up, secure. So this is where freelancewp.com comes in. We offer a simple fixed monthly fee, $24.99 a month. For that, you get a WP Engine hosted WordPress site. It's always kept up to date. We do a monthly maintenance cycle. You get a choice of any WooThemes theme. We're part of their theme subscriber club, so we can offer you any WooThemes theme. Get WooCommerce. You get a bunch of selected plugins that we know do a good job for most of the businesses, most of the sites we use through our agency. And it's just a fixed monthly fee. You get a WordPress login, and your job is to create a great WordPress site, build an audience, and sell some product. So that's freelancewp.com.
Awesome, awesome. Good job. First judge this time will be Brad. Brad, FreelanceWP.
Awesome. I definitely like the idea. I think that the first thing that when I went to your site, the first thing that caught my eye is it's confusing because it feels like, And this may or may not be true, but it feels like it's a service that you're kind of adding on to an existing business called FreelanceWP. So when I first hit the site, I don't necessarily understand what's going on. I don't know if it's a I have to start reading the text to actually find out one of the things you offer is this hosted e-commerce. So I think my first suggestion would probably be either rebrand the site so it's very clear what it is you're offering, if that's the only thing you're going to be offering on the site, or a second option, which might be better, would be to spin it off into its own separate website altogether. So it's super clear when you hit that site, the whole point, the whole service that you're selling is hosted e-commerce. I think it's a great idea because e-commerce is complicated. If you don't know what you're doing, even if you do know what you're doing, it's complicated, and especially when there's money and transactions happening. There's a lot of hoops that you have to jump through, a lot of things you got to check to make sure you're doing it right, doing it in a secure fashion. So having a platform like this that's hosted that people can trust, I think it's a good idea. Definitely need to keep an eye on competitors. I know there's other competitors out here doing this. Cart66 and Pagely just teamed up to offer a hosted e-commerce. I think there's always going to be competitors no matter what you're doing online, right, what service you're doing. I think it's really going to come down to pricing for the most part. I would probably always make sure you're a little bit under what they're charging and really keep an eye on their features and make sure you either have the same feature set or offering more. That's one example. There might be others out there. You mentioned WP Engine, which I think is awesome. I love WP Engine. I don't see it mentioned on your website, though. So if you're using a host like WP Engine, I would promote that. Like, show people you're working with one of the best WordPress hosts there is. You are promoting WooCommerce, which is great. I would probably promote that even more, too, to show people like you're working with the best products, the best services. This isn't just, let's see how cheap we can get it. You're giving them quality products that they can work on. So I guess those would be my suggestions.
Cool. Nathan?
Yeah, I agree with most of what he was saying. I would add that the name FreelanceWP is, you were just talking about hosting in your pitch, and e-commerce and Freelance WP doesn't really speak to that. So I might suggest either, you know, I don't want to say you have to change your name, but find a way to wrap it all up a little more nicely. Because it, you know, looks like, if I remember correctly, WP Engine's first tier is $24 a month or something like that. So you're offering pretty good value. And, you know, what, for me, as a, you know, I sell products too, we have a lot of people who come to us and it's their first time on WordPress. And so I think that you might consider a white label solution, because people like me don't want to spin up our own little, you know, Freelance WP, but we would love to offer a solution where we can maybe have a little profit on the side and also serve our customers properly. So that might be an area to look at too.
Very cool. And Garrett?
Well, you know, I think really good feedback overall. You know, one of the things is, you know, is it really for commerce sites? Is that very key to the product, that they're a commerce-based site?
Dave, I'll let you answer that right now.
No, but it's rarer and rarer that we build a site that doesn't want some sort of e-commerce capability at some point.
Okay. I think for me, like, and I think some of the guys already touched on this, but like the what and why is a bit mixed up. Like I know what it is a little bit, kind of. I think it's a little bit unclear, but you know, why do I want it? And I think, you know, talking about the name and talking about some of those types of things, I think that's where it gets confusing for me. Like, what's the problem you're solving? Nail it to the wall. Tell me, you know, I mean, as your visitor, you know, what can I identify with? You know, WordPress is hard. Is it confusing? Or I don't know what to choose. Or I just need help sometimes with, you know, certain plugins. Well, you know, what about your managed service is really going to speak to me? And I think that would be, you know, a big shift. I think it's messaging issues there. Just like, you know, identifying the problem. What's going to speak to me as a customer? What are you solving? What things are you hearing from customers constantly? You know, or what emails are you getting from them with questions? You know, what are those types of things? Post a big question up there and tell me how you're going to make it better.
Beautiful. David, I kind of agree with everybody else, but go ahead and here's your chance for your two-minute rebuttal.
There's not much to rebut there. It's all bang on. I really appreciate the feedback. It's true. I mean, it's not a site from scratch. There are other things going on there, part of which generates traffic, which I'll get onto when I get to ask my questions. But otherwise, yeah, it's really useful to have expert, fresh pairs of eyes. And thanks for your ideas. That's great.
Very cool. Let's move on to last, but certainly not least, Jordan Gilman. Jordan, welcome to the program, sir.
Good, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Fresh new paint job on your website.
Yes, very fresh. Just in time.
Literally launching yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, yesterday morning, the precious version, yeah. Well, I've been working for about 12 years as a freelance web dev and designer. I work over the last 5 years a lot with churches and religious organizations. And there's loads of them. There's about 7,000 churches in Australia where I am, and in the US there's over 300,000 churches. Not all of them have massive budgets, so heaps of them can't afford to have a custom design and development job on their website. What usually ends up happening is that they go the WordPress route. There's heaps of great church themes for WordPress, but it still requires a certain level of expertise or a lot of time learning to get it up and running. I found that I was pitching to churches and sending them quotes and spending time putting it together and getting knocked back because of the price. So I decided to come up with a solution in between. So I've come up with Church Sites, which is an opportunity for churches to get a WordPress website up and running for $899. It'll get them up and running with a customized theme. We'll have a selection of 10 themes at launch for them to choose from. They supply their logo, their colors for branding, some photography, and we'll send them a Photoshop mock-up of how it's going to look. When they approve that, we output the WordPress site for them, complete with a suite of plugins which are designed for functionality that churches specifically need, like managing sermons, managing the events, and recurring events happen a lot, managing the staff, and of course news and blogs and those kinds of things. So for $8.99 a month and then $299 every year, churches get up and running with a beautiful website that is customized to work for churches, It includes the domain, it includes the hosting, daily and weekly backups, WordPress updates, all of the security that's needed just to keep it nice and tidy, but sometimes get missed when people do their own job. And we're really excited by it. The market's quite huge, and we think it's a chance to help churches too. So thanks.
Awesome. Awesome pitch. I'm going to throw it over to Nathan first. Nathan, church sites.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. In fact, I coach basketball with a pastor, and we happen to talk about this topic a lot. In fact, we had lunch recently, and he was just asking me, you know, how he could find a web guy to do a church site. And the problem with church sites is that churches in general is that they're budget strapped, as you probably know. And I'm concerned about the price point at $8.99. I think I'm sure they could swing it, but I think maybe you'd have to break that up a bit, or a 3-pay or something like that. I think the website looks great. I think the concept is good. I really like what you're doing with getting the podcast and the sermons. I think churches really want to move into, you know, this century. They just don't know how to do it necessarily. A lot of them are just kind of winging it. So I think if you could focus on that, I think you did a good job of painting the problem and showing a solution. So I think it was a good pitch.
Tremendous. Garrett.
Good pitch. Good pitch. Good homepage. And I like the site. It really does paint the problem well. I think the challenge for me here is there's a lot of solutions out there for building a website fast and cheap. You know, there's a lot of the Squarespace and some of those self-hosted spots. I think the advantage is, you know, churches do have there is a large market, have some familiarity with this market. They do have an affinity for WordPress, so I think you can definitely play that really well. I would try to figure out some of the more, some additional things that you can offer exclusively that churches are going to be very interested in. You know, I think like prayer walls is something that I see out there. Is there a way that you can incorporate something like that, some specific features like that? Live broadcasts, you know, some of those types of things that I see churches doing where, you know, you might be able to provide a pretty nice solution for them that they're not going to be able to find elsewhere. My biggest thing for the rebuttal would be, how do you see marketing it and reaching those churches? Because I think that's probably the biggest challenge with a site like this.
Very cool. Very cool. Brad?
Yeah, I agree with the other two guys. I think it's a great idea. The website is great. It really it makes it easy to know what you're doing here. There's no question about what it is you're selling, what people get. I definitely agree. The price point, from a business side, I know the price is great. I think we all know that. But the average person is going to see $900 and be shocked. I think you might be better if you kind of show off the price in a monthly breakdown versus annually. Even if you're still going to bill annually, maybe give them a price break if they go annual, or maybe you charge more if they want to go month to month or something. But if you break that down by month, I think it's like $75 a month or something like that, which, you know, that to me is not scary at all. Versus $900 for a whole year, even though it's the exact same. It's all about perception, right? So I think that might actually help bring in some initial signups. Overall, great site. I love the idea of just this idea in general of doing very niche-specific sites for WordPress where you can focus on the features of that niche. In this case, you know, this sharing the sermons and events, the things that churches are going to want to do. I think it's used. I'm surprised we haven't seen more services like this roll out. I think Happy Tables is a great example of how well this can work. I've always wondered why I haven't seen this pop up in different markets. Churches are a great market. You know, auto dealerships, stuff like that would be great markets. So I think it's a great idea. I think good pitch. I think you're going to have a home run here.
Tremendous. Jordan, I'll give you 2 minutes to make your rebuttal. But I muted you by accident, so you might just have to unmute yourself there.
Unmuted. Thanks, guys. That's really lovely of you to have those kind words. Pricing. Both Nathan and Brad, you mentioned that, and it's something that I've been trying to figure out. The little bit of user research I've done with ministers and pastors over here in Australia has been that that's a pretty good point. Certainly, the US market is something I need to look into a little bit more. One of the problems that I've come up with when thinking about the monthly pricing is that the bulk of the price is the upfront, because that's when the work is happening, customizing and all of that. So there is an upfront fee, and then the annual one is only $2.99, which works out to be about $25 a month. So perhaps there is an option there for me to have a combined cost, I suppose, where there's about, I'll say $500 upfront, and then the monthly ongoing. I know there are a bunch of other services that do that. There's a bunch of church website creators, I suppose, which have a monthly subscription. And part of what I was wanting to do was to get away from that model because for my experience with churches, to have $300 in a budget, it just disappears in the annual budget, whereas a recurring one can be a bit scary. But I guess that's always going to change from place to place. I'd be interested to know your further thoughts, I suppose, on the pricing. In terms of marketing that Garrett asked about, a lot of it at the moment, certainly in Australia, is by word of mouth. I've got really good contacts from the work I've been doing. I won a Webby Award for Best Religious Site last year, so I got some good publicity over here from that. So I'll be doing a lot of that, a lot of word of mouth. I've started running some online campaigns, sending around free advice on digital strategy for churches who don't even know what to do with social media and things like that. And then I'll be starting to look at some very selected banner advertising on websites of high-profile youth ministers and other bloggers who are kind of hitting the market.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Very good stuff. Now we will go to the final round to decide the winner. The winner of the WordPress Startup Challenge Episode 2. The judges will kind of go behind the scenes, think about it for a little bit. Jordy, let's start with you. Where can folks find you on the web?
So you can find us at wp-abtesting.com. And we are the solution you're looking for to get the most out of your WordPress site. So more sales, more engagement, come to us.
Well, I thought WAB testing was a good product, and I'm really interested in that sort of analytics, A/B testing thing, you know, conversion tracking and conversion metrics. But I think their biggest challenge will be to compare themselves to the competitors, especially the SaaS products out there. Tell me why I need them versus something, you know, that's a SaaS product that tracks everything that exists outside of WordPress.
I don't know how much user testing they've been doing, but I'd love to kind of make sure that, you know, that's probably one of the first things I'd go to. You know, what's your customer development look like? Pick up Steve Blank's book. Yeah, Steve Blank is a startup, an entrepreneur guy. He's done a lot of teaching, and he kind of developed a book called The 4 Steps to the Epiphany, and really has laid the groundwork for like lean startup and all of these things that are outlining these customer development models. Could be huge, huge benefit to them. And I think it would help them, you know, redefine their marketing a little bit too. I know we talked about some of that, and some of that positioning could be improved. Sometimes the best tagline in the world comes from your customers. Like, they'll just say it to you when you're interviewing them. So
I definitely like the product. I think there's certainly a market for it. There's some other competitors out there, but again, it's all about who's giving the best, who's serving out the best product. Easiest to use. A/B testing, the site is great because one of his big focuses is making it easy. And some of these A/B testing software tools offer so much, it's too much, you know? So I think the direction he's going is really, really good. I like the product. I mentioned on the show, I think he should focus on going after agencies, get the agencies to use it, and it will kind of trickle down to, you know, other people, clients, and especially freelancers really taking a good hard look at it. But if you can make it kind of the default A/B testing product that agencies recommend, they're going to send you a lot of business. I think another good item that should be focused on is maybe rolling out a free version on .org, a slimmed down version. I've seen this work really, really well with some other product where they have a nice version on .org that does kind of the core of what you're looking to do, and nothing more. And then the premium version adds in all those features that the professionals are going to want. And that way you kind of get the free users in there, they can play around with it, they can spread it around, and then they'll eventually, most of them will probably upgrade. He is offering a free version, which I think is great, or a free trial, which I think is good too.
Thanks. FreelanceWP.com, pay monthly WP Engine, WooCommerce, and WooTheme for a quality, fixed cost e-commerce solution in WordPress.
You know, I mean, maybe it was me. I think I was probably the most confused with that one a little bit. I had a harder time, you know, understanding the model, how it would scale. I'm not an e-commerce guy, though, never have been. So, I mean, that, from my point of view, that's certainly something that I come into with a little bit less experience. So that's probably reflecting it. But I think it's, at the end of the day, no matter what, I think it's the hardest sell on all three of them, you know, because it is you know, maybe it's just a little bit too niche, or in many ways, and kind of like I said before, I think it's probably just a branding type thing. Like, they're just not clearly defining the problem enough for people to understand.
Freelance WP, I overall like the idea. So kind of hosted e-commerce, it's definitely a good idea. I think that the biggest issue that I had with Freelance WP is the message is not clear. It sounds like he is spending time on it, but hasn't really dove in head first all the way. So it's, I think he needs to sit down and decide, is this something that I want to, you know, really take seriously and put a focus on? And if so, you know, really invest a lot of time, you know, probably, I would probably suggest, because he's kind of mixing this hosted e-commerce with his existing kind of business into the same website, which is really confusing. It's not clear what the site focus is, whether it's hosted e-commerce, whether it's a services business. I would probably say spin it off, because the domain's confusing anyway. Spin it off onto a separate domain that's solely dedicated to your e-commerce hosted platform. All the content around that site can be focused on that, you know, trying to sell people on the product and the service and make the message really clear. I think that's what really gets lost on this one. It could be a great product, but if you're not clear what it is, people are probably not going to sign up for it. So,
yeah, I like what he's doing, trying to kind of productize a service, trying to bootstrap a business on the side while he's doing consulting. And I think what he really needs to do is decide who his target customer is, decide kind of what pricing model he wants to compete with, because I think there's a lot of competition already, and there's going to be more. And I think it could end up being a race to the bottom. And so I think he has to really work on a value proposition there.
Awesome. And Jordan?
Head along to churchsites.co for a beautiful, functional website for your church that handles sermons, events, staff, and more. We're also churchsites_co on Twitter.
Nice. How much money did you raise to buy that domain name? Don't worry.
It was available.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. So, Nathan, I will give it to you first. You will be the first one to announce who you're picking for the startup winner and why.
Yeah, this is pretty tough, because I like what each of them are doing, and I think there's room for all of them to have a nice profitable business within WordPress. If I was investing money, though, I have to look at where what the top of the business could be, and I think, provided that this business splits off a little bit into some higher end tools and starts to really capitalize on some services that I don't think are out there, I think my winner would be Church Sites. When I first read the pitch, I was inclined to think, wow, there's not a lot of money in churches. But the more I think about the church scene and how nobody's servicing that really beyond the basic, here's a site, I think there's a lot of opportunity there. But I do think that all the rest of the contestants have a nice opportunity.
Very cool.
I ended up going with Jordan Gilman because of churchsites.co, because I thought that it had the most upside potential. I think when evaluating a startup, it's important, even in WordPress, to kind of measure how high can they go. And I think churches in general, I talked with Jordan about, you know, the fact that there's a lot of mega churches out there and churches trying to become mega churches, and showing churches how to make money and how to kind of bring new technology or meet with new technology as they grow, I think could be really compelling niche. If you include the themes on top, it's even better. I like the other two pitches as well, but I think Jordan had it all together.
Garrett.
Boy, as you say it, I'm still somewhat undecided. It comes down between A/B testing and church sites, and I like some things about both of them. So I'm going to cover that, and then I'll kind of say who I kind of pick. A/B testing I really like because I think it's a pretty scalable model, and I like that. It's a product that you can sell over and over again. So I really think that's pretty interesting. I'm concerned that it's not quite figured out as to how to sell it and where to sell it. Church sites, I think, Jordan, I'm really impressed with kind of the page you put together. I'm impressed with your pitch. I really like your presentation. So, what concerns me there is scalability. It's like, you know, how big is the market and how can you scale that? So from an investment dollar standpoint, I want to know, you know, for each dollar I put in, how far can it take me and how far can it go? So,
the pressure.
It really is the pressure. I quite like the idea of A/B testing, but I really do think the church sites would probably be my pick as well. just because I kind of feel like it's the furthest along. It's a proven market and a proven model. So I feel like it should be a very good bet as being successful with that.
Nice.
Well, probably from the show people saw, I kind of had two favorites. I really liked the church site idea just because I felt like, there was a very high likelihood of success. You know, he had a lot of stuff figured out. It was definitely a market I had some familiarity with, so that certainly helped. Obviously his presentation and his pitch was very clean and very put together. That was kind of my pick and probably my favorite, but I also really did like A-B testing. I definitely want to tip my hat to them because I do like the product nature of it. You know, one of the things about church sites for me is that, I question a little bit to how does it fit as a startup. It's a new company, sure, but startups oftentimes have a high growth potential with them. And something with church sites, there's a difficulty at reproducing it, maintaining a high level of quality when you're so reliant on human capital to get the work done. Where A-B testing is a very repeatable product. If you can figure out a great way to market it and sell it, you just put some dollars behind that, in AdWords or whatever, and it should just keep dropping money onto the bottom of the funnel. So I like that model, and I think, WordPress-specific tools like that have a really promising future, especially with the direction that WordPress is going right now. I was a bit torn for those reasons, but I think church sites pulled it off probably in this particular challenge.
Brad, last but not least.
So, this is tough. I kind of expected to come on here and tell someone they were dead to me, but these are all clear. I honestly think all three of your products are definitely money-making products. With some tweaks here and there, and I think overall they're all very good products and could certainly make some money. So, I definitely agree that it's, I kind of look at what's long-term like growth potential, especially around not only where it's at now, but where it could be and different kind of services and upsells and stuff. I think I'm going to have to go with church sites. I really like I've always been a fan of that, the niche kind of hosted WordPress sites. Freelance WP, I think, has a lot of potential too. It's just more of kind of getting that message clarified to really help drive the signups, because there's a lot of potential around hosted e-commerce. Anytime money's exchanging hands, there's money to be made, right? So, but for me, as of right now and today, I'm going to have to go with church sites. My favorite startup, I would say, was the churchsites.co. I mentioned on the show, I really like the idea of, this kind of hosted WordPress for niche industries. Happy Tables is probably the best example that we've seen out there, which is great for restaurants, something that's really, really needed. Church sites, that's another great industry that, church sites is great because a lot of churches just don't have a budget or much of a budget for a website, but they need one, right? So I think what he's doing with that site is really, really cool. I still expect to see more of these kind of niche hosted, sites popping up. I think there's a huge market that's still available out there. But it's like, focus on one thing and do it right. Don't try to make a host environment that can do everything for everybody. It's, that's not the market. Focus on one thing, like church sites, like restaurant sites, car dealers maybe. Look at that stuff and go for it. I think it's a great idea.
Awesome. So a unanimous decision. Jordan walks away with the victory. Congratulations, Jordan.
Thanks, guys. That's lovely. Much appreciated.
Brad is sending over a $25,000 seed check. To be postmarked 3 months from now. So everybody, thanks for joining the challenge. What is the point of the show? This point is to kind of showcase the startup community around WordPress. Folks like you who are working really hard to sort of live the dream of the startup entrepreneur. Don't know why you're doing it, but God bless you. It's a fun time. It's a great time to be in WordPress. So everybody, thanks for joining. I'm going to go down the row of judges so they can reintroduce themselves and say thanks, or so you can say thanks to them on the web, starting with Brad.
Sure, Brad Williams. Find me on Twitter, WilliamsPA. I also do a podcast, dradcast.com.
Awesome. Garrett.
Good job, everybody. Good luck. You can find me on Twitter at Garrett_Moon, or check me out at coschedule.com.
Nice. And Nathan, whose son is waiting for him to pick him up at soccer practice.
Yes.
40 minutes late.
Whoops. Coach will hold him. First of all, great to see meet you guys. Great startups. My name is Nathan Hangin. You can find me on Twitter at nhangin and at ignitiondeck.com.
Awesome. Everybody, Matt Report, Matt Report.com, Matt Report.com/subscribe. Join the mailing list so you can find out when this awesome stuff comes out. Till next time, everybody, thanks for joining and thanks for participating.
Thanks.